That's just she smells always. And that's just the sleazy. The service is after the fire show, before, which is at the beginning of the fashion, the service is expected. That's Hashem, Ham, Hashem, the Yoim, 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 the Rashi is trying to tell us what is the kavanah of the Jews of Hashem HaMircha, you are Amarta, what is the Jewishman HaMircha, the Russian. The Rashi says, you're not able to see if it makes good. There's no really briar testimony of this Indian in the Mekut. We may see Russian Afrosh of Abdullah. To me, it seems Russian Afrosh of Abdullah. Afrosh of Abdullah. The God who come in the camp, the God of the camp, he separated you from the foreign gods to be a god, to be your god. That's what the hand I saw. He was mad to you. And you were mad to him. You were mad to him from all the other gods to be your god. And he was mad for you. He put you aside. Hey, the Am Hazi, it's like the Am Segula. He was supposed to be his Am Segula. And then he says, maybe I shall have a riot this thing. And he doesn't speak to Erez. His Erez is a lesson of Shvach. His Erez is a lesson of Shvach. And Mishpateach. And glorify yourself. Hashem glorifies himself in us. We glorify ourselves in Hashem. The Emes, the Gemara in Brachos, brings down this Indian. And sadly, the best of them now, the Gemara talks about that we wear tefillin and Hashem wears tefillin. We wear tefillin, what's written on tefillin, it's written Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Lekin Hashem, Echad. It's written Sukkim in Shabbat and talking about the greatness of Hashem. And how we miyachid him, the one God of the world, and we have his own mouth. That's what's written in our tefillin. I'm talking about Hashem's greatness. And what's written in Hashem's tefillin for tomorrow? The greatness of Klal Yisrael. And the Yisrael of our new, this Indian, of Hashem telling us to speak more than the nation, that we stand aside, is the emes, the Yisrael, of the love, and the affection, and the deep connection between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how much that we're considered to him, he's loyal and dedicated, serving, we're considered his one, his mate, believer, we're considered the one that the Kodesh Baruch Hu looks upon as his nation, and we look to the Kodesh Baruch Hu the same way, that love. He's our God. He's the one we look to only. And this way, a tremendous showing here of the tremendous love and caring and feeling of closeness to us and Hashem. And it's very, very apropos for the times, as we know, this is the time of year, Elul, where I'm lazy, and even greedy, the day we read. This is the Zul Yisrael of Elul, the feeling of love and closeness that we feel to our Kodesh. It's a time when we have to work at developing that closeness. But it's interesting to know, and this is what I want to see over, maybe we can understand, so why is this book asking this in this passion he suffers? This whole Indian is still over here to ask us, after the Ma'aseh Bikurim. And I think the story is pretty clear. The story being the whole mitzvah of Bikurim, where we go ahead and take our first fruits, the Ma'aseh Bikurim from the Sadal, that we go ahead and we see the first fruit blossoming. We tie a little piece of gammy of a rubber band, a piece of a string around that first fruit. This is the fruit that we labor with, we toil, we work so hard. Bring that fruit to fruition. We work so hard in the Adama to nurture and to water and to bring the fruits we're down to today. And then we put a little thing around and we say, you know what, this fruit. So I took so much purpose in, so much resource, so much my time, my energy, so much of my patience, my strength that we into developing this fruit. Here I go ahead and take that lovely fruit, and this fruit is hard to sing around. That was the first one that came out. And I should be so much enjoying it and so much, have so much pleasure in seeing it and eating it and being involved with that food, which so much goes to put into. And I take this food and I present it in the face of Jesus to the Ibrahim Shalala. The funny thing is, he was definitely represents the Ibrahim Shalala. There's no greater show of Ava to Hashem than that. That's why the Bikur of the world is created, but this is the greatest showing of affection and love that a person has in the creation and his people to the greatest prophet. And when a person goes and shows this is the greatest expression of love that could be in this world. As you know, love is expressed by the act of Jesus. The word love, the middle word in Hebrew is ahava, to give. The greatest showing of ahava to anybody is to give. And the more the Messiah's nefesh is in giving, the more the person feels close to it, the more the person is desperate in it, the more the person is, you know, puts us into it. So, and he gives it away. That shows how much he really loves the other person. So the prophet continues this with this because if you show this greater question to Hashem, Hashem says, you should know, to set you aside. You're the one that I show I love. You're the one I have that affection for. You're the one that I want to design and give whatever I can to them. And I first know we in turn do the same thing we did to the first prophet. That's the assertive because I need a baby leave. He just wants to tune into the gate of Elam. He wants to feel that closest to Hashem. Because the way you do it is you say, you tune in your heart, you give your heart, and you finish your life. You eat a little bit extra just not finish. A little E, you know, during the year we get a little bit later. We slept on something dominating. We can mix it to learn out enough bread. Hell is not that time for that, Rebecca. Hell is the time for awakening. The month of Tuba, Rebecca. Hell is not after the month of Tuba when we were involved with the Tuba process. Hell is when we were involved with the process of closeness. And the way to be close is by Nila Gurdy and the DVD. When we made our art, we go ahead and make an extra serious Netflix. We get up a little bit earlier. Put more purpose into our davening, into our, and we have more time to learn, even though it's at the expense of maybe other things. And we give that up to the Banish Lalam, that's the greatest form of davening, the little baby. When we have that, the baby Lee, as some of the best blessings, with a big difference to us, not to be a failure.